Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome back to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Joining me today once again is BBB with his Uggs, Big Shot, and his Uggs. Also, the real Scott Ely.
What's up?
And Kai is here.
I'm gonna have a name. I'm gonna make up a name.
We're gonna get you.
I gotta get a name for this because you guys got cool names here. So,
well, Scott ain't got a cool name. Actually, he did. He had Mr. No Days Off, but now he's off. So
yeah, for once,
it's just the real Scott Ely.
See, yeah, just you add something, a little spin.
RSE, cool. Baby.
We'll think of something, man. Give me a week.
I have a nice, you know, a nice regular life name. You know, nice one syllable, three letter name. But I need a radio name.
I like that, man. Let's get into today's show. On today's show, we got the late NFL games, players of the week. Then we'll talk about NBA a little bit. Two words for you and Bon Voyage. But first, who are you sitting at the bar with this week?
I am sitting at the bar with.
I ain't say not yet.
Oh. Put the music on.
Oh, I'm playing it.
Drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside. Waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who are you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park. So I jacked the keys to her father's car. And crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
To the bar. All right. Who are you sitting at the bar with there?
Russell Westbrook.
Why Westbrook?
Week after week, these different reports come out. Durant and Westbrook were just work friends. Durant's playing real basketball now that he's in Golden State. Durant feels like this is a family, like he's never had this before. Durant's learning so many more new things with Golden State. Oklahoma was just throwing shot after shot after shot at Russell. Russell, what you going to do when you get on the court against Durant and the Warriors, man? Are you going to take it to Durant's team? Are you going to put it on them, man? Can you win the MVP award and knock them out the playoffs? That would be so sweet for all these experts that got all this money on Golden State, man. For them to lose to Oklahoma City.
That would be great.
That would be funny.
Do y'all want to set the bar for anybody this week? Anybody you would sit, talk to,
well,
have a drink?
I mean, I want to sit with Matthew Shane from the Colorado Avalanche. Did you see that hit he took?
No.
I want to sit at the bar with him and be like, hey, man, how did that feel? You need to watch that video. He got hip checked by Dmitry Orlov and did a whole flip in the air. That's why I just want to sit at the bar with him and be like, man, that's – how does that feel? you're acrobat on the ice right now.
All right. Anybody you want to sit at the bar with?
I want to sit at the bar with Geno Smith.
Well, hopefully he's not throwing you sliding shots down because they get intercepted.
Yeah. Geno, this is it for you, baby.
You better step
up. This is it. You have two other youngins on that sideline that they're trying to groom.
Yep.
and they will not hesitate to pull you. You're on a short leash. Please get the ball to Brandon Marshall as much as you can.
I think that's a good choice because you need to have sit with him at the bar for 1 week because as much money as he makes right now, and next year he probably won't be making that money.
Right.
So you better enjoy it.
Yeah.
I am sitting at the bar with the best hitter in the Major League Baseball the last two seasons. He is a former New York Met, and now he's sitting at home because my Dodgers put him there. Daniel Murphy. And it'll annoy Scott. So I'm sitting at the bar with Daniel Murphy.
Good. You can throw a beer in his face for me.
Mr. MVP of the season.
Can I actually change mine now because I just read an article? I want to sit with Charlie Sheen.
For what?
Because there is a social media petition to have him throw out the first pitch in the World Series.
Oh, the
Cleveland. Yes, in Cleveland. You know what? That would be good.
I just read it, so I'm just like, I want to see what Charlie Sheen would be like.
Thing. Bring him out to that theme song and everything.
Actually, you should have him.
And Wesley Snipes.
I was going to actually say Tom Burson.
Tom Berenger.
Berenger.
You know what? I think you should have for that. Every home game, you know, if I think they'll have four. If it goes seven.
Yeah,
so have one each game, home game from Wesley Snipes, Tom Berenger.
Corbin.
I don't know. Charlie Sheen could probably throw a pitch
because we know Charlie LeBron should. James is probably going to get game two because he's going to be busy for game one. That's going to be a great night in Cleveland.
No, because he'll be too busy throwing the rosin bag up in the air.
And they'll be unveiling the new 100-foot poster of LeBron James. Thank you, Nike. And then the World Series will start about an hour later.
That would be great.
That's going to be awesome for Cleveland.
Going back to the rest of the football games, the Bucs at the 49ers, who y'all got? Oh, can we just say the Bucs?
Yeah, let's just.
All right,
the Bucs.
All right,
yeah.
Bucs. All right.
Please.
Chargers at Falcons. Anybody going want to go any different?
No.
All right, Falcons.
Falcons.
Patriots at Steelers. Anybody going different?
Without Big Ben? Yeah, Patriots. With Big Ben Patriots.
Big Ben Patriots.
That's going to be ugly. I'm just saying. Seahawks at Cards. I think we may disagree on that one.
Seahawks.
This is going to be a tough one. Arizona smoked them last year in Arizona. I'll take Arizona at home, man.
Is Palmer starting?
Is starting.
Yeah,
okay. But they're running the ball a lot more.
Because David Johnson is probably the best back in the game.
He is the best back in the game.
Oh, don't do that argument. But yeah, there's
David
no
Johnson
way.
Johnson is so patient and his acceleration and needs to explode.
He
through
is
the
a
hole.
Running.
No, I agree with you that. I agree with you that he's good. But stop the these behind the Dallas Cowboys offensive line.
But we're
going to
do it because we know how good the Cowboys offensive line is.
If Barry Sanders had Dallas Cowboys
exactly. I'm so tired of hearing that.
Barry Sanders would have ran
you
for
never
20,000.
Know. You never know. You never know. Eric Dickerson. You never know.
Oh, man.
The perfect running back was behind the line at the right time. I'm going to Seahawks to beat the Cardinals. Yeah. All right. The Cardinals will not be able to run the ball like that against the Seahawks. They will not pass it well. I see the Seahawks win this game.
I don't know.
I got Arizona, man.
Arizona. I think Johnson's going to throw up 100 yards rushing.
And
Carson Palmer's back. I mean, I think Brown and Fitzgerald are going to go.
But if you look at the teams the Cardinals have beat, they have been bad. They beat the Jets. Okay, really? Tampa Bay they beat. Really? They have been bad teams that Arizona's beat. They have not been a good team yet. I don't think they do it this week.
Yeah, I think Seattle wins that game. They disappointed me week one especially, the Cardinals. I mean, a Gronkless and Brady-less Patriots team you look like crap against.
The Texans at the Broncos. Who wins this one?
Ooh.
This is a good game. Brock returning to Denver.
The Broncos, they know all of Osweiler's tendencies. He's not good, man.
Nope.
They're going to get all over him, man.
I'm going with Denver. Elway's kind of looking like a genius for not – but it's kind of the flip side of what I said about Bradford returning to Philly to have a good game. Osweiler's not going to win in Denver. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen.
I'm going to say Denver. I mean, I think Simeon's playing better than Osweiler. Better running back. And they're just the defense.
Better defense, man. Osweiler is a target.
Now, if J.J. Watt was there,
it'd be something.
That would be kind of a toss-up, but no.
They will be headhunting this game, Brock Osweiler. They're going to try to hurt him. He'll throw at least three picks if he even plays that long. This is gonna be horrible. Even though I don't think Trevor Simeon is that much better.
He's
better for what the system is.
Yeah.
He's as good as the system.
I mean, the last couple weeks he's looked awful too. So
they can go call Peyton week 10. Come on back, Peyton. Come on back, Pate. Let's make this last run.
Please don't do that.
Simeon's so much better than Peyton Manning, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks – yeah, at this point in the season, yeah, he – crazy to say, but –
All right, let's go into players of the week.
You are my sunshine.
All right, who's your sunshine players of the week?
Let me start with Andrew Miller, former Yankee. If the Indians go on to win the World Series – they need to get Brian Cashman on the phone and say, we're going to ship you a ring because Andrew Miller has been dominant. He comes in, gets you, goes to 3-4 innings. He could even close the game. If the Indians have a lead in the sixth inning, they bring Andrew Miller in. He's been lights out. And he won the ALCS MVP last night. Way to go.
He deserved that. Does anybody else have any players of the week this week?
He had hockey one or anything? He had one of mine, Andrew Miller. I mean, to go from the Yankees to Cleveland and just be that shutout all year and then win the MVP. Patrick Lane, for me, from the Winnipeg Jets, had a hat trick last night against the number one overall pick, Austin Matthews. To win the game in overtime, the third goal, it was just – I couldn't believe I said it. It was actually a really good game last night. And Austin Matthews had a chance to win it, and he choked. He had a breakaway goal opportunity in overtime and choked.
Choked it away.
And Patrick Lane got the puck right after that and scored the overtime winner.
I've got a couple. Clayton Kershaw, game two pitching performance, shutting out the Cubs in Wrigley was huge. Justin Turner, Yasmania Grandal for the game three homers against Arrieta. Dodgers shut out the Cubs 6-0 in game three. First time in franchise history Cubs won two games in the same postseason. They were shut out. And then last night the Cubs routed the Dodgers 10-2. Rizzo lit up. Anderson Russell hit homers. And Urias pitched good, but Rizzo got going. Hopefully tonight the bats don't do the same.
I'll say, you knew one eventually.
You knew it was going to happen.
Those Cubs bats were going to wake up.
Yeah.
And the scary thing is Chapman has not gotten in yet.
We can hit Chapman. He has. He got in game two, and we hit him pretty well. I ain't worried about Chapman.
Oh, no.
They need to worry about Jansen.
If the Cubs go in tonight, the eighth inning with a lead, Chapman comes in for six outs.
All right, we'll talk about it. Because Jansen is going to play. They can't hit Jansen either. Let's talk about NBA basketball a little bit. Kings and Heat discussing trade Rudy Gay for Goran Dragic.
They really need to do something down in Miami. They got guards. They can play that Richardson kid at the one guard.
Josh Richardson?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what it is with Rudy Gay. I think from now to the end of his career, he's going to be on a bunch of like one-year contracts.
He's like Vin Baker to me, man. Mm-hmm. Good player, all-star caliber. Not the guy to get your team to the playoffs.
All right, we'll go by division real fast. Southwest, Rockets, Grizzlies, Spurs, Mavericks, and Pelicans. There's already rumors that the Spurs may trade LaMarcus Aldridge because it's not working out.
I'm surprised by that.
It wasn't going to work out.
They say it's not working out.
With Pau Gasol, who's going to play?
You can play him, play Paul at the five, play him at the four.
Right, that's what you're going
to
do. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you play Leonard at three.
Powell's, I think, too small to
see,
be
see, San Antonio is asking LaMarcus to do something he doesn't want to do, play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Right. LaMarcus wants to play pick and pop and shoot the ball. I don't know why he left Portland. He could have made so much more money. And now Portland is a whole lot better. And Damian Lillard is an all-star guard for more years to come.
Right.
I don't know what his thinking was, who was talking to him when it was time for him to make the decision.
I think the reason he went is because it's San Antonio.
Yeah.
You know they're going to be in that top two or three teams every single year.
He was thinking the same thing Kevin Durant was thinking.
And you got Kawhi Leonard. You know, you joined up Kawhi Leonard. You joined up with Gasol. You know, you didn't know Tim Duncan was leaving. They've got pieces. You playing one of the best coaches in NBA history. No offense to Terry Stotts in Portland, but I mean, Portland would never be one of the top three teams in the West, no matter what they do, unless they add another piece. They're not get McCollum and Lillard will never get to that point of San Antonio.
If they get another strong wing player and one of those then bigs maybe, that they picked up, if Vonleh potential comes out to be what people thought Vonleh could be,
mm-hmm. just like MKG.
He should have never left Portland, man. Portland would be a top three contender with that lineup right now if he was still.
I disagree. I don't think they'd be better in San Antonio if he wasn't there.
But you know, these star players. Oh, if I go to a championship culture, it's just add me a stir. We're going to get a ring right away. It doesn't work like that. No. LeBron, D Wade, and Chris Bosh. It took time to figure out.
Yep. You can't win it right in season one. So who do you have winning the Southwest Division?
Spurs.
But I'm not going to sleep on Houston. Houston can score the ball, man.
You think the Rockets have a chance
to win this
D'Antonio as the coach?
Yeah. No, my God. They're going to get up damn near 100 shots a game. They're going to be scoring close to 120 points a game.
Who?
The Houston Rockets.
Well, who is going to score besides James?
Eric Gordon has been a savior right now.
Houston. And now James Harden is the de facto point guard yeah. now. Exactly. Which what he is playing anyway, but my God.
But then he doesn't have to have a non-scoring guard, Patrick Beverley, out there with him now.
Who is the low post? I understand, you know, you get rid of Howard, but who's playing down low?
What's Donis, his name?
Kimbo?
Motiunas.
Motiunas, that's what I'm saying. Motiunas.
They want to spread the floor. You're going to see Trevor Ariza, Corey Brewer. You're going to see Golden State pretty much in Houston. Everybody's going to the small ball, let's get up and down the floor game. And San Antonio, I think this is the year you see the chinks in the guards' armor with those old guards with Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, guys that are 35, 36. And with no Duncan down there, Duncan was the anchor for so many years. They're going to miss Tim Duncan, man.
All right.
I really like the Spurs. I think the Spurs.
You got Spurs. Rockets.
I'm going to take the Rockets.
I took the Rockets last season, and it didn't work.
You were taking the bad Rocket team with Dwight Howard.
Don't bet against Pop. You just can't bet against Pop.
Bingo. The devil I know is Pop.
Houston won this division 2 years ago.
And they ain't winning it this year.
And you can bet against D'Antoni. I don't trust any team he ever coaches.
I think the one team you should watch out for is the Grizzlies.
I still like them.
The Grizzlies, you bring off Zach Randolph off the bench this year. They added
Chandler Parsons.
The dude can play. He can shoot.
Parsons?
Yeah, Chandler Parsons can play.
He's injury prone.
He's very injury prone.
He is.
And he has the best agent in the world.
He's on
a second $90 million contract.
Right.
He's on a
I wouldn't sleep on Dallas this year because I think Dallas is going to be much improved, even though they pretty much got the same roster. Because I think Harrison Barnes can be a Bogut very good player. Bogut's going to help. You still got Nowitzki. The problem with them is
Barnes is too inconsistent, right. man. God.
If he's the guy, the Pelicans, watch out, Anthony Davis, the unibrow back this year.
They just still don't.
They
have,
lost they a lot, but still,
they don't have any good wing players. Nope. I'm not sold on Buddy Hield.
Not at all.
Especially after that Final Four game when they got smoked by 50 by Villanova, and he didn't show up.
Let's move to the Pacific. Does anybody question if the Warriors win this division?
Easily. They're going to win this division by about 15 games.
They should. They're going to score. They're going to score a both massive.
They might
points.
Set the new single season record again.
I don't think they win 73 games.
I think they win 68 games.
It's going to be close.
I think they win 65, maybe 68. I'm going to tell you, do what?
I think they won 68 games, yeah.
I think there's a team in the division that's going to go farther than them in the playoffs.
Cool.
I'll tell you. I don't think they win the division, but the Warriors win this division. The Northwest, the Wolves, Blazers, Thunder, and Jazz and Nuggets. Is anybody going against the Thunder?
No, Thunder win.
No.
Thunder win that
division. I like Portland. I think it's going to come down between Oklahoma City and Portland. They're going to be battling all year.
Mm-hmm. I think Westbrook, he – I think he's going to play like a man possessed.
And watch out for Minnesota.
I was getting ready to say, nobody's saying anything about Minnesota.
I still give them
with
a couple more
Tom
years.
Tebow.
I still give them a couple more years. And we'll have to see then if Kat and Wiggins are not screaming to get the hell out of there.
I think
like everybody else does.
I think they realize they have a good thing, man. In the next 3 to 5 years, Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins are probably going to be the top two players in the league, man. Carl Anthony Towns is already well on his way to being the top big man in the league.
You see all that? You see the poll they had yesterday of GMs who would you take to build your team around?
Right
Carl
now,
Anthony Towns over LeBron.
I mean, because LeBron's 31-32. We know LeBron. His time later, is ending. Towns is
I'm talking about 21. Well, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. I was thinking about prime LeBron or young LeBron. I think I still take LeBron still.
If they were the same age, everybody would take LeBron. Yeah. But if you're taking them where they're at
now. Yeah, Cat.
Russell Westbrook is going to be MVP this year. I don't think there's a lot of people saying
that.
He plays
Russell Westbrook will be MVP.
And he's
going to
play
with such a huge chip
on his shoulder.
Exactly.
For him to be MVP, they have to be like a top two team in the league.
They will be a top three. They will be four.
They'll be in the top four.
I think there will be four.
Because there's going to be so much on his shoulder. But a team to watch out for in this division is Minnesota. I think you watch out for them. I think you watch out for Utah.
Hayward got hurt,
but if he comes back,
right.
I still don't think they were a top team. But I'm going to Thunder in
Minnesota
this one.
Minnesota just still a year too early.
Yeah.
But Utah has a good young team.
And Minnesota still lacks outside shooting. They need somebody who can shoot the three.
And they haven't addressed their point guard situation. Are they going to trade Rubio or what?
Get Rubio out there. Get rid of Zach LaVine. Roll with Chris Dunn and try to get you a shooter.
Chris.
So who wins? Who's the sleeper team in the West that you wouldn't sleep on to make a run?
Oklahoma City.
That's not really a sleeper.
I'd say any other team besides Oklahoma and
Oklahoma City, Golden State, and San Antonio are not sleepers.
Give me the Dallas Mavericks. Rick Carlisle is still a great coach, and they've added pieces. Can they win a chip? Probably not, but they could surprise somebody.
I was actually
going to
say Dallas. I mean, you still got Dirk, who can still shoot. They added a center. They make the playoffs and maybe win the first round matchup.
Depends.
I don't know if this team's a sleeper or not, but I got them actually going all the way to the conference finals with Golden State. This is a team everybody's kind of written off, the Clippers.
Yeah,
I think this is it for them. This is it.
This is it. It's got
to
be. Man.
This is it.
I was going to say them. I'm going to talk about them, but the Kings, watching them to try to make a playoff run this year. All right, who wins the West real fast?
The Warriors.
Everybody's agreeing. Y'all agreeing the Warriors?
It's going to be the rubber match in the finals.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
all right. I'm going to Clippers. I don't. Nice. Here's why. All right. The Clippers have an inside presence. The Warriors don't. All right? They're still a bunch of jump shooting players.
But the thing
there is no inside game.
But when it gets to playoff time,
you do when you get to the playoffs.
But look at
what they did against the Cavs.
But the
Cavs backed them down,
but the
beat them up.
But the Cavs' inside presence can shoot.
I'm just saying. Andre Drummond.
And they can give you buckets. See, the problem with the Clippers, their front line, I don't trust them in the playoffs because Chris Paul has to do so much. First of all, you can't give the ball to DeAndre Jordan and tell him to do something.
Because if he gets fouled, you
almost can't do it with Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin, for the Clippers to win the championship, to win it all, like you say they will, Blake Griffin has to be the best player on the team.
Right.
He has to be.
Right.
But since he's been there, Chris Paul's been the best player. Right. And there's only so much you can ask of a 6'1 point guard.
I think this is a year that Blake extends back. I think after last year was an embarrassment, I think he rebuilds on it.
I don't know.
And I think this is the year. They have to do it this year.
Now, Clippers
– And this is it. They have to do it this year because everybody's getting older. Paul Pierce is done after this year. He wants to go out on top. They still got Crawford. J.J. Redick can still score. This is the year they can do it.
The Clippers need a 6'7", 6'8" athletic wing player.
They traded for one. They always get Shabazz Muhammad from Minnesota.
Rudy Gay. They call Sacramento.
Yeah.
Is Rudy Gay available?
That's what they've been lacking for 2 years now. Right. A wing three. Paul Pierce, they thought he could get out of here. No.
Because when you lining up a best seven game series against the Golden State Warriors, you need somebody that's 6'7" that can stay in front of Klay Thompson. You need somebody that can stay in front of Kevin Durant.
If you're playing the Warriors, you have to play a half court.
You got to slow down.
All right. Don't try to run them. And that's been the problem with LA in the past.
But we know JJ Redick can't guard Klay Thompson, and they have no answer for Kevin Durant. None. And if you're asking DeAndre Jordan to guard Draymond Green around the 3-point line, he can't do that. He doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of issues.
I mean, you take him away from his bread and butter in the paint.
In the paint. He wants to play in the paint.
Last year was my pick of Houston to get to the finals, and that didn't work out great. So, yeah, I did.
He did.
He liked Dwight Howard.
No, I hate Dwight Howard. I absolutely hate Dwight Howard. I hate Dwight Howard, but I went with Houston because I thought with the addition of Ty Lawson, who can't stay on the team. So, anyway.
He's still in Dallas?
No, he's in Atlanta.
He's in Sacramento, I thought.
No, Dwight Howard, he's in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta's Dwight Howard.
I'm talking about Ty Lawson.
Ty Lawson, Indiana.
I thought it was Indiana.
Pacers. No, I don't think it's Pacers because they just got Jeff Teague.
I think it's the Kings. I think the Kings actually.
Well, there you go. That's the reason the Kings will make the playoffs. No, I'm just kidding. Let's move to baseball. Indians won the series in 4-1 over the Blue Jays. Congrats to the Indians. Reached the World Series for the first time since 1997. They've not won a Major League Champions World Series since 1948. The Dodgers and the Cubs are tied at 2 games apiece. The Dodgers got stomped last night 10-2. Real fast, who meets the Indians in the World Series? Do you see the Dodgers coming back to win any more games? We've got Kershaw pitching game 6. I will tell you, we'll probably lose today because we've got Maeda going against Lester. And I do not see us winning today's game. I'm hoping we do, but I don't see it.
I mean, last game 4 was just so funky from the start for the Dodgers. Turner got picked off of second base in the first inning.
Also, Adrian Gonzalez on that play at the plate, he was safe as day.
Got called out.
And it's funny to me how that play affected the Dodgers, and then a bunt by Sobres can affect the Cubbies. Did everybody else notice that if you watch the game?
Mm-hmm.
The one bunt got them going to hit. Sorry, go ahead, finish.
Chase Utley with a just unforeseen error. I mean, it didn't cost him at the time, but I mean, it was just a whole bunch of funky stuff going on for the Dodgers. When they said Gonzalez was out, you just had to know as a Dodger fan, it was not your night. And I think the best thing that could have happened is they got blown out. If it would have been a close game, then, damn, man, we lost at the end. We didn't do enough. No, you got blown out. You gave up a lot of crap hits. It was just a bunch of bad stuff. One hit, Jock Peterson makes a great diving catch. Then he throws it over the backstop, and more runs are coming in. I've never seen so many unforced errors by one baseball team in an LCS.
Well, both teams had the most errors ever in a playoff game. We had 6 altogether.
It was incredible. So I think the Dodgers play better tonight if they can somehow get on the Cubs early.
Yeah.
They're going to have to hit John Lester, and the Dodgers, I don't think, can hit John Lester.
We hit John Lester good game 1. We scored 3 runs off of him in game 1.
But most
and we had a good chance to win that game.
Those starters against John Lester in their career, they're not good. They're hitting in the hundreds. They're not even
right. I know
they're not even the 200s.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Can they do it?
And let me say the Dodgers lineup. I think you need to sit Redick. You need to sit Peterson. Move Tolles to center. Get Ethier out there, man. Ethier came in and had an exciting bat that got that rally going in the fifth inning.
One other thing I would suggest is let's bat Tolles at leadoff. Yeah. Okay, because Chase Utley is not working. Howie Kendrick, those guys, we need to have people that can work into the counts. I think the reason we've been effective in the first 3 games is because we got the pitchers into deep counts early on. And the first 5 innings, you had to take them out. I mean, look at Arrieta. We got those guys out of the game. That's what we got to do against Lester. We didn't do against Lackey last night because we were swinging at first pitches, and Lackey went the whole
game.
If you need to.
Besides Turner, Seager, and Gonzalez, I mean, Peterson is damn near a guaranteed out.
Right.
Every time he comes to the plate.
And matter of fact, instead of Ether, listen, you're going to laugh at me, but I want Yasiel Puig.
Puig
in the
game. Is actually
here's
playing
why.
Well.
The last game he played, he got two hits.
And
right?
The Dodgers
won. Right. He needs to be in the game. I would rather lose a game with my best players on the field than them not
Man,
being out there.
I don't know, but you're going to need a guy on the bench that can come in, pinch hit for a pitcher.
That
save
Andre
Ether. Save Ether.
But the thing is, you might as well have the pitcher hit if you're going to put Peterson out there.
Yeah, because Peterson is a guaranteed
like,
out.
Right. You want to have that one or two guys on the bench
Chase
that
Utley.
Can give you a hit.
Put Chase Utley on the bench.
I've got one, Carlos Ruiz. He hit a home run in game one with, coming off the bench. He's a good right-handed hitter.
I think you
got
to get your better bats more at-bats. Right. Not one bat a game or two bats a game, and you let Jock Peterson go up there four times.
The problem with Jock is he's not working the count. He three pitches, he's out.
Yeah. And his batting stance is awful.
Yeah,
his batting stance is absolutely
now,
awful.
Listen, the power is great, but if he's going the way he's swinging the ball right now, he needs to be set. And you play Tolles. I'm telling you, let's put Tolles at the top of the order because he's better. He's got more speed, and he works the counts.
I mean,
I like Andrew Tolles, but he made
a horrible Peterson third. Needs to go shack up with Adrian Gonzalez and learn how to get a professional swing because he's a lefty too, and he can teach him, hey, you need to keep your hands back because Peterson's like here.
Yeah.
And then he goes into this motion where he brings it back, and then he swings with all his might, and he misses nine out of ten times.
He reminds me of Curtis Granderson, Jock Peterson, a lot like a younger Curtis Granderson.
Yeah.
I mean, Curtis Granderson didn't find his swing until 2 years ago to actually be patient at the plate.
Have your hands back. Have a good stance. Have something.
Take the first
you
pitch.
You know, consistent.
Make the pitcher work.
That's what I was getting ready to say, too. Corey Seager did not take the first pitch last night, and it was there.
Oh, bases loaded, no outs.
The 84-mile-per-hour pitch, that is your hit, the pitch, and it's right down the plate. You better swing at that one. And last night we weren't, and, you know, we waited on the counts, and they got ahead of us in the count. We got to get Lackey and Lester and them out of the game as soon as we can. I'm not worried about Chapman, honestly, because we can hit Chapman. We hit him in game one. He will give up the big hit.
I mean, the Giants thought the same thing until game four.
And
he was throwing it by their face.
No offense to Andrew Miller, the second best reliever in this playoffs has been Kenley Jansen.
Yeah, Jansen's been an all-star.
Jansen's lights out. Jansen's the closest thing to Rivera that you will ever see again, I think, in baseball. Because this guy's huge. He strikes people out. If we can get to him, we'll be fine.
And I was worried about him after he blew that save in the first round against the Nationals, but he's come back.
Yeah, he'll be fine. So, anyway, y'all are going with the Cubbies.
I got to take the Cubs.
I honestly think.
I understand. They have an American League lineup, and they still have better starters.
Man,
somebody
got three. You know, three good starters.
We have good starters. No offense.
Well,
we have good pitching.
But the thing is,
the
fourth
starter is not good.
Kershaw,
Rich Hill. I wouldn't go that far now.
No,
Rich Hill
drops.
No, Rich Hill is right there, dude.
Rich Hill's what,
35
something?
I would go 36. I would go Rich Hill is as good as Lackey.
I mean,
but he's no Arrieta.
For
no,
what the Dodgers
lost. Arrieta's a struggle. I wouldn't go with Arrieta
but,
at all.
But I know, but it's still Jake Arrieta.
It is Jake Arrieta.
But he is struggling
Brandon Cy Young
in his second half.
But they didn't re-sign Zach Greinke.
No.
They
we could have signed
for
more.
Rich Hill. They
but
didn't
on,
add a
hold
bat
on.
To the lineup.
But hold on. You got
to
remember. Hold on
still
a second.
Pretty good.
No. You're forgetting most injuries in Major League Baseball history.
Yeah.
Most people ever on the DL. Ever. This team is healthy now.
I don't know.
But
man.
The problem is the most injuries ever on one team.
The Mets were
this
pretty
team,
bad this year.
This team is as
the Mets
talented.
Lost everybody.
Listen,
this, year.
This team is as talented as the Cubs offensively. They've got the bats to win this series.
I don't know.
They
I don't
do.
Know.
I didn't say they were as good as the Cubs.
The Cubs have two or three more bats.
Listen,
than the
I didn't say they were better than Cubs, but they have as much young talent on this team as the Cubs do. With Seager, Peterson.
Don't throw Peterson
don't
in there. Peterson.
Dude, I'll put Peterson in there.
Seager, Gonzo.
And
I think Ethier is a more consistent bat. Than
Anderson Russell's not played. Addison Russell didn't show up until last night. So you can't really.
You
got to
remember
great.
The Cubs are missing one of their huge bats they haven't had, Kyle Schwarber, who was injured
no,
all year.
Kyle
Just
Schwarber's
when
different.
Schwarber comes back next year, the Cubs are going to be even better offensively. That's scary to say.
My point is the Dodgers are very good talent. They have a lot of talent, and there's a reason they're here. They have a good – I'm so sick of Joe Buck and John Smoltz, all with the, oh, the Cubbies are so great. The Dodgers are lucky to be here. The baloney. No, they are good. They're good.
No,
greatness is when you win championships. And how? What have they won yet? Nothing.
NLCS last year.
We have to stop as a society crowning people before they win.
But that's the thing. And they're not. NLCS last year. NLCS this year, possible World Series, and they're not slowing down next year.
And they were picked from the beginning of the season.
But you know what? If you don't, win a championship, it means nothing. It means nothing if you don't win a championship.
But they're close to it.
You can be close. You know who else was close to it? The Buffalo Bills was close to it for 4 years in a row. Did they win? No, because they got beat by a better team at the time.
But I'm saying, if it's the Cubs against the Indians,
I'm not writing off the Indians. I will not write the Indians off. Here's why.
That's going to be tough, though.
No.
That's going to be really tough.
That good pitching will beat better. They will. We won two games with good pitching.
Teams are only as good as their next day starter. So
exactly.
Your starter
and the Indians are lights out starters, man. And they're missing two starters.
But that's the thing behind Kershaw. Do I trust Hill like that?
But that's the thing. You can't trust Rich Hill to go 7-8 innings. You can only trust Rich Hill to
go 5.
We
don't need Hill. We need Hill to go 5. If we get Hill to go 5, if we get to a game 7 and we have to bring it, let Hill go 5, we have to bring Jansen in for 3, we'll bring Kershaw in for another 2. And he will be lights out, I promise. Because you remember Randy Johnson? You remember what he did? Kershaw's going to do the same thing if we go 7. If we go 7. I ain't saying we will, but
I feel like tonight is a must-win for the Dodgers. You don't want to go back to Chicago down 3-2.
Anything can happen in Chicago. That's the one thing. Anything will happen in Chicago. You know, we won a game in Chicago. It's not like we got swept in Chicago.
And I know Cubs fans remember Game 6 from 2003.
People are writing the Dodgers off. And I know that's my team, but people are writing them off, and it's a shame. All right, this team is – we won 91 games with our best pitcher not out there for half the season. And people are saying, oh, they got luck. Really?
Well,
the Cubs only won 103. Just think about this. If we had Clayton for the other half of the season, we would have won 100 games. Maybe. We don't know. But that's at least 12 more games.
The Dodgers, not saying they got lucky, but they're in the NFC West where everybody was horrible. They played a lot of bad.
Okay, no offense. The NL Central is not that great.
You still if you got go, the listen, Cardinals who are tough.
But who else is in the division? Who's the team in the last?
Pittsburgh.
Who's the last place team? Pittsburgh, right?
Milwaukee.
Cincinnati.
Milwaukee. Well, Milwaukee
okay,
has talent.
There's three. There's three teams right there. My point is, you can write. There's bad teams everywhere in baseball. All right? But the Cubs, yes, they had. You got to remember, they had a rough stretch during the season, too. They were not. My point is, this team is not unbeatable.
We're not saying right? that, but we're saying that if we're looking at these last three games, they have more talent and the better starting pitching to win two of the last three.
That's the only way to beat the Cubs is what the Mets had last year. You have your ace, your second, your third, and you had a fourth guy behind it who was just as equally
right.
as capable.
But we have a great 1-2 right now in the playoffs that can win the game.
You have a great 1-2.
No, we got a great 1-2 punch right now in the playoffs. Rich Hill, all you can go by last year. In the playoffs right now, yes, I am. And can you disagree with that? Because look what he's done in the playoffs. He ain't got blown out in the playoffs yet. Tell me a game he's got blown out in the playoffs. Even against the Nationals, he allowed one run in 5 innings. Come on. I'm waiting on somebody to tell me that he's as –
he was in a lot of tough jams the other night. He was able to get
out
of it.
But
he got out
of it, right?
He's got to go.
Is he
going
to be able to consistently continue to get out of these tough jams putting himself in?
We don't know.
And then you're going to ask him to go – start game 7 if it gets to game 7
Listen,
in Chicago?
If it gets to game 7, we will win game 7. Here's why. Anything can happen in game 7 with Chicago. All right? 108 years will tell you that. I'm just saying.
But that's the thing, though. they haven't experienced this since 108 years ago with this kind of a team. This is what they're saying, one of the best team the Cubs have ever had.
And the thing with the Dodgers is the Dodgers haven't gotten over the hump to get to the series
since
either.
We haven't made it. We ain't won it since 88. So, you know, the point is this team is talented. And that's my point. The Dodgers, people are writing them off saying, we ain't got no talent. We're not good enough to be here. Baloney. If Clayton Kershaw was here half the season, we would win 100 games in that bad division. But, you know, it will be an interesting series. I can't wait to see what happens. Hopefully we win.
First pitch, about, what, 8:10 tonight, 8:15?
It's 8 o'clock. And I don't look for us to win tonight. I don't. Let's move into do we even want to talk about college football? It's been so bad. Miami at Georgia Tech tonight. Any chance Virginia Tech wins this game?
Absolutely. Right. Abso-freaking-lutely. I think they win tonight, man. Brad Kaya and Mark Richt does what he always does.
Never wins the big one.
Never wins the big one. Get you all hyped up. Get you all pumped. We make the top 10. You lose to Florida State, who've been giving up points like it was going out of style.
And I'm a diehard Florida State fan. I didn't even like us in that game.
You lose to the North Carolina Tar Heels without their best running back. A team that allowed 40, 50. A team that got whitewashed at home. I know the conditions weren't great, but Virginia Tech smoked them.
Didn't Virginia Tech lose to Wake Forest?
They did. Or was it Syracuse? They lost at Syracuse. They lost at Syracuse. But I think they win tonight, man. 41-40.
You can give me a score on this game. All right. I'll go Virginia Tech. I think they win. I don't trust Miami.
I would love for – you know, I love to see – I feel the same way about the Hurricanes like I feel about Green Bay. Pain and suffering.
NC State at number 7 Louisville. We're going to get waxed. We almost beat Clemson, but
their game to win was last week.
Yeah. Oh my God! Did that
damn kicker?
Did he transfer yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, he's gonna have to. He's gonna have to transfer.
I mean, but colleges don't offer scholarships to kickers.
Right?
They bring them on walk on. Go to the soccer team.
Right?
Who you think can kick a football? Come on. Come play for us.
Number 6, the game of the weekend is number 6 A&M at number 1 Alabama. Who wins?
Roll Tide, man. I am not picking against Jalen Hurts right now. Ever. That kid is unbelievable. Kid, yeah, his last 2 weeks in Little Rock, in Knoxville, what, 5 total TDs?
Yep.
500-plus total yards from line of scrimmage in convincing fashion over 2 really good teams.
All right, I'm going with Alabama as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be Alabama. I think that's the consensus here.
17 Arkansas at 21 Auburn.
Auburn is actually playing better, man. At Auburn, I'll take Auburn at home this weekend.
I'll take Auburn.
Auburn.
Number 2, Ohio State at Penn State. Any chance Penn State wins?
No. There's a chance they might have the lead for a hot second.
And then last, Ole Miss 23 at LSU 25.
I think
Fournette.
He's still out?
I thought he was.
I thought they cleared him.
No, actually, yeah, you're right.
I'm going with the future Chicago Bear quarterback, Chad Kelly, baby.
Is that what you're hoping for?
I'll take him because I know Watson won't be available.
I'll take
Kelly might be too busy going out Mia Khalifa.
Yeah, what is
nice.
Dude, Pornhub hooking him up with a date.
But I like his swag. I like everything about him, man. He's gonna be a pretty good NFL quarterback, I think.
I'll take Louisiana State University at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you. All right, let's go into 2 words.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
All right, 2 words. I just need 2 words for all these answers. Charles Barkley says he's not in NBA 2K17 because developers decline requests that retired players be paid.
Wow. Did they pay Jordan?
Jordan don't do anything for free.
Yeah.
You should know that. Well,
remember, Jordan gets money.
Well, remember in the old NBA lies, Jordan's never on them.
Yeah, because
it was like player 99 or something.
Yep.
They would actually put 23, but it would just say player.
Yeah,
just say player.
It would be like a white guy.
The black little shadow.
2 words for that, not mad. Get your money, Charles. They want to use your likeness. You should get paid.
He needs to pay for his Taco Bell.
Right? He got
the and box the that rocks.
Needs to pay for more golf lessons.
And that goes to my two words, get paid.
Get paid?
Get paid.
You got any? Or did you already put yours out there?
Yeah, get paid. He needs to pay for his Taco Bell.
Golf lessons. There you go. Knicks, Derrick Rose cleared of all charges in sexual assault civil trial.
Gold digger. Watch out for them. They'll take your money in times of need.
Training camp. Friend. Get the training camp, dude. There's my two.
No endorsements.
No endorsements.
That might be done.
Hey, this is your great point guard, man, for your Knicks.
Who are you talking about?
The simulation of him running down the sideline and getting hurt with nobody touching him.
In NBA 2K17, that was great. Him getting injured already and nobody touching him.
Yeah. Rolling up under Carmelo Anthony and Melo looking at
him. And Melo Anthony with the ashy knees.
Ashy knees.
Watching it.
Man, I don't care.
All right. Several coaches suspect Chip Kelly to try to return college football before his stock bottoms out.
No, duh. He should have went back last year.
So what?
Go home.
Exactly. NC State. I can see it now. Chip Kelly, NC State. I don't care. I don't care.
He's going right up the road to Oregon. He's
no, go to NC State. Come to Raleigh, North Carolina. We need a coach.
You don't want to live in Raleigh.
I don't care if he wants to live there. I don't have to live with him. I just need a good coach in NC State. I'm trying to get these coaches. I'm Les Miles.
You don't care. Like Dave Zorn?
No, Dave Dorn.
Dorn, Zorn.
Yeah, he's not doing anything, man.
Zorn is that new Dorn's anime Zorn. Cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is. That's funny, by the way. Penn State defense end Evan Schwann implies JT Barrett is his third best Ohio State quarterback he's faced. Braxton was the best.
Chalkboard material.
He took mine.
JT Barrett's going to come out and try to put up 8 touchdowns on you guys.
Yeah. Bulletin board.
I didn't even hear the question. What was it?
Penn State defensive end implies JT Barrett is third best Ohio State quarterback he's faced. Braxton Miller was the best.
Who was second?
Crazy?
That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, who? It doesn't Who's matter. They haven't they been beating that ass Cardale every
Jones?
Year?
Cardale Jones? I guess the second?
They've been beating that ass. It don't matter who Ohio State plays at quarterback.
Since the days of Kirk Herbstreit.
Right? I'm telling you.
It was pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Penn State butt whooping this weekend. That's all I know. Jets starting Geno Smith at quarterback.
No! We don't want to go there.
Has anybody got one? For Geno.
Picks galore.
Broke jaw. Glass Joe.
Watch out for IKEA.
Is he still out there?
I don't know, but I just watch out for him to show up somewhere.
Then just go sign him just for this week when Geno shows up.
Did he pay that man his money?
No, you know
I still ain't paid him.
Did he pay that man his money?
Jack Reacher movie coming out this week.
We'll download.
We'll watch.
Bootleg.
I actually liked the first Jack Reacher movie for some odd reason.
It was good.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
All right. Another Tom Cruise movie. Early voting started today.
Go vote.
Yep.
Important decisions that need to be made for our country.
Go vote. Yeah, I'll go with that too because this might be the most important one.
Respect other people.
Vote Flair.
Woo!
Woo!
I'll take Flair.
Nature boy.
I'll take Nature.
Respect other people.
Can we just fast forward to 2020 and so Kanye West can go ahead and run?
No, please.
We
God,
need Mr. West.
No, we don't.
Wake up,
no,
Mr.
Don't.
West.
No,
he can't. He can't even budget his own money.
Yeah, no, hell no. Oh, hell no.
$53 million in debt.
You don't want Kim Kardashian as your first lady?
No. Oh, bon voyage. You know what that is? Time for the ending of the show. You got any bon voyages?
As always, to this week's episode of BSS Carolina, thank you for tuning in. Always check out our shows, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, You can subscribe on iTunes. You can check us out on Facebook. You can check out the website, breakdownsportsshow.com. You can follow BSS Carolinas on Twitter.
Snapchat.
Add us on Snap. We don't snap that much, but if you add us, we might start snapping.
Yeah, our intern, Julio, doesn't. He's learning Snapchat right now.
Okay. Would it help if we had a pretty young assistant doing a Snapchat, taking the pictures, showing her face?
I might come back here more often.
I might be able to do. I'll see what I can do.
Stephanie
was pretty good at our
We need to get
social media.
We need to get Steph G back in the mix.
Yeah.
Y'all love her.
She was good. All right. Anything y'all want to say goodbye to?
No, not really. Right. I just want to thank everybody for listening to my horrible voice.
Thank y'all for being here, by the way. Yeah. We appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me. I plan to.
Y'all welcome anytime y'all want.
Anytime,
man.
I'll try when I get some time off.
I'll definitely be back.
That would be awesome. Vincent Jackson of the Bucks is on IR. Falcons put Derek Shelby on IR. Falcons cut safety Deshaun Goldson. Marvin Williams out the rest of the preseason for the Hornets. Dolphins safety Rashad Jones out for the season due to his shoulder injury. That's a big loss. Big Ben's out 4 to 6 weeks. And Eddie Lacy goes on IR today.
That's slob.
Man, if you got Antonio Brown, that's going to suck so much because we remember what happened last year.
I got him.
Landry Jones is not the answer.
That Beckham Jr. for Brown trade.
Hey, Pittsburgh,
good.
Here's a thought. Go call Cleveland. Not Cleveland, Chicago, and ask them for the availability.
No, I got one better. Call Dallas. We'll trade you Romo for like 5 picks.
And Jay Cutler's still a starter.
If Jay Cutler can't throw the ball to Antonio Brown, something ain't right. With Le'Veon Bell in the backfield, you can't do that. We know Landry Jones can't do that because he sucks.
I don't know. He couldn't throw it to Alshon Jeffery. What makes you think he can throw it to Antonio Brown?
Alshon Jeffery ain't Antonio Brown.
I would rather see Romo get
Alshon's a big target, though.
Alshon was better when Brandon was the number one receiver and he was the number two. Alshon ain't the number
one. Cutler's always
and don't forget Bennett.
With small receivers.
And
that's where all his picks come from, throwing the smaller receivers
and
trying to get into the numbers. I hate that about him.
Don't forget Martellus Bennett was there as well. So they had three options. All right, anyway, I'm Rocky. Of course, BBB over here's got some final words.
Side piece, and always, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. See you later.